So thank you for returning. This session is the time that we pray. And just a couple of introductory things. Again, Mark Preisner. We're going to spend some time praying, and so you want to find a place where you're not going to be too distracted. And if you can, to silence the ringer and the tones on your phone so that those things aren't going off and pulling you away from the prayer. So you just want to devote some time. This particular recording that we're making can be used over and over and over again. My daughter Lisa has a recording that I did some time ago for trauma. And she, things pop up in her and she just turns it on and prays through it and God meets her. You see, it's not about me, you know, it's not about who I am, it's about God meeting you. I'm just a vehicle or vessel through which God can come to you. So if you find a place that's not too distracting, one of the things we like to do in trauma prayer is to lay hands on people. And of course, we can't do that in this situation. But if you have someone who loves you, you know, who, and you want to get prayer for yourself or something particular, you know, just ask them, would you lay your hand upon my shoulder while this prayer is being prayed? And the Holy Spirit can also flow through them to you. You'll benefit from the Holy Spirit's power that flows from them. What's important here, again, as I said, it's not me. This is about God. God loves you. He wants to lift this off of you, all that fear that you're struggling with, the anxiety, the torment of things, the PTSD. He wants to rescue you. He wants to heal you. He wants to meet you right where you are. So what's more important is where you are. And God is with you. And all that you need to do is say, Lord, I'm here. I want to lay it all down, all my reactions, all my self-defenses. The simple words, I surrender. I just invite you now. This heart has been troubled. And so I'm asking you to come here and settle the things that are there. Things seared in my brain, things left over from trauma. And even in the midst of what we're going on right now, as God delivers us from us and brings us back to this place where He is, where He dwells, where there's security, a safe place, that's the healing He wants to bring to you. And God wants to heal any trauma here. It's not just what's going on right now, but whatever trauma occurs to you, and we ask the Holy Spirit to bring up whatever it is. You know, you may have had secondary trauma from the epidemic. You might have from childhood an unmet need. You know, you just weren't held enough, or you didn't hear people say, I love you, and that unmet need, trauma A, that so affects our heart. Or terrifying events of one kind or another, some accident, some whatever, it doesn't matter. God is going to meet you wherever He wants to meet you. He doesn't want you struggling with that anymore. And so we want to open the window just enough to look at it so that we're bringing that particular experience to God. So we'll begin to pray now. Just close your eyes, relax. You don't have to work at this. This is God's. He knows how to do this. Let me just begin by repeating His words from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. This is a very good father. Father with a wonderful heart, a longing for you, better than any father you may have had or have ever known. And He says this to you, I have plans for you for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And the Father speaks to us in Exodus 15, 26. He says this, I'm the Lord who heals you. I will give you back your health and heal your wounds. This is His heart to you. He cares about you. So Father, we decide right now to draw near to you. You've been waiting even now, waiting for us for this moment. See you rise to your feet, drawing near to us, kneeling down, like Jesus to wash our feet. It's about you and I, cares about. And so, Holy Spirit, would you bring up the trauma, current fear that we have, or any trauma, childhood hurt, pain, pain from being ignored, not held, rejected, abused, or the pain from an accident, or the graphic images that you've seen on TV, the things that you've heard about that have traumatized you, or betrayal is such a trauma. Holy Spirit, if there's a betrayal, someone you knew, you thought was your friend, suddenly starts to ignore you, make fun of you, reject you, leaving you. That hurts our heart deeply because we've confided, we've connected, and now they are betraying us. These are traumas. Holy Spirit, just bring us to those things that have hurt us. Jesus, you were traumatized for you and for me and really everyone. Jesus, would you, as we pray, bring healing to our physical bodies that still remembers the pain? Would your precious blood just erase from our brain all those shocking, painful images that were just seared there from what we saw? Just begin to wash them away. Take away the sting. Father, would you begin to draw now, even now, all the trauma, all of our bitterness, all of our unforgiveness, all of our embarrassment, all the feelings of terror, fear, to the cross. Jesus carried it. Now just look at the scene. Things have been starting to appear in your mind. Afraid, terror, shock, the things that happened. But as you look at that, who are you mad at? Who do you blame for what happened? Who are you still blaming? Do you feel someone let you down? Maybe as a child, mom and dad didn't protect you, didn't stop it. Or is God someone that you were blaming? You didn't stop it. You couldn't. Why didn't you? Mad at me. It's okay to look at those feelings. Normal reactions, God understands them. You can be upset at the government, leaders, the military, maybe a doctor, one of the creatures, animals, bugs that have hurt us. Mad at yourself. Something's wrong with me. Let's take a moment here. Just choose to forgive. Just offer forgiveness. I forgive. So let those words come out. Just say, I forgive you. And as we go on, did the trauma that happened to you tempt you to believe? Call them lies, because they're not really true, that no one is there for me. Start to believe that I'm not safe, where after all the rejection, I'm damaged goods, and the abuse never be the same. No one will ever love me. I'm stupid. Life is stupid. Life isn't worth living. Look at those things. You know, the enemy of our soul, Jesus calls him the father of lies, because he just takes advantage of these things that happen, sows these things in, and convinces us they're true. Satan, we rebuke you in your lives. take what you're believing to Jesus and his cross right now. And say, Jesus, I take this. There's no future for me. There's no hope. No plans for me. I'll never accomplish anything. Just take these lives now, Jesus, to you and your cross. I want them to die in the end. You decide, I have to protect myself. And we understand the fear reaction cortisol, but these decisions stuck with you. I have to stay away from people. I have to be vigilant. I have to guard myself. I can't go there. I won't go there. This is my job. I have to do this. And God has given us wisdom. We have recall. We're supposed to stay smart and avoid harm, but this is a reaction. It's over the top. It pushes God away. He respects your free will. Now is the time to let go of that. Are you good enough to protect yourself? Are you enough? How often has it failed you? Father, forgive us. We've tried to protect ourselves. We're still trying. Give us. We don't want to push you away anymore. We lay those things down now at the foot of the cross. We need your help. We need you to protect us. I want to crawl back under your wings. So, Father, you made us to feel these feelings of fear. Fear is normal. This terror has caused my amygdala to be on high alert, constantly driven to throw out this hormone. Father, would you turn it off? Would you turn off the alarms going off in our head that keeps sending this cortisol everywhere? Would you just turn it off? Father, would you draw all the rejection, all the words that people spoke over us? You're no good. Nobody wants you. All the shame we feel, the fear of losing control, fear of dying. Father, would you draw all of that to the cross? Father, would you lift off of us all the hopelessness, helplessness. Yes, Father, I have to admit I've even thought of suicide, of not continuing. I feel so helpless. Father, would you draw that off now? We haven't been able to shut off this endless persecuting thoughts, worry, anxiety. Can't sleep. Father, would you disrupt those highways in the brain? Plant the cross right in the middle and stop them. Would you end the chatter? Would you lift off of me the hopelessness? And bring me back to peace, to confidence. Something good is about to happen because you're going to be there and bring good to my life. Father, lately, even as a child, I longed to be held, comforted. There were no arms for me. They were too busy, no time. I wasn't told I was loved. It's this big, empty hole. Hurt, loneliness, I ache to be loved. I keep pleading with people to love me, keep searching for love. Father, you're the one that can bring this to me. With your comfort now, come to me. Let it be so real. Feel your arms on around. hold me on my shoulder, pull me in, help me onto your lap. I speak to your personal spirit. Heard lots of things. Your mind has heard lots of things, jumped to conclusions, but the truth is this. I just call your personal spirit to hear this. You are loved. And you're lovable, precious. You're worthy. God made you, and there is no one that can replace you. The world needs you. Father's desire for you, there's still time. Rise up and receive the truth. And I pray now for all the gateways to your soul. Felt the physical slap, the hit, the accident, the way your skin felt the pain, the tear, the rip, the scorch. Father, would you heal that sensory gateway, touch, skin, our body? Would you heal that ear gateway that heard the sound, the crash, the explosion, the cry for help, the terror? Would you bring the trauma off of our ears, what we heard, to the cross? Father, would you take what we saw, those terrible images, those flashbacks, to carry the trauma from our eye gate to the cross. Things we smell that trigger us yet today. Things we taste that trigger us yet today. You lift all of those traumas off of our senses. Just lift them all off. And I speak to all the cells in your body, all your organs, your body parts, where trauma is settled, that remember and are still keeping vigilant, still on alert, watching, careful, might happen again. I just speak to all of these cells and I say, open your gates in the name of Jesus. Open your gates. Jesus wants to enter. So Jesus, would you go into all the cells of their body right now? And with you comes the words, be peace, be still. Would you bring peace and stillness and healing? Bring calm. Bring them to rest. End their vigilance. Reassure them. It's fine. Going to be okay. Don't worry. When I come against and bind all the evil spirits that have attached themselves to your trauma, spirits of shame, spirits of trauma, spirits of betrayal, spirits of terror, dread, in the name of Jesus, leave. Where they are, leave their house, building, never return. In Jesus' name. And Father, would you lift off every heart reaction? You have to keep silent. Reaction to freeze up or to stop fighting, to give up, to turn away from you, turn away from people, turn away from the church who wants to come alongside our friends, fellow believers. Would you lift off all of our heart's reactions to run, to stay away, or to quit, give up? Lift that off of us, Father. Some of you have experienced grief, loss. Your hearts are weeping. Your father too cries. He joins you now. He cries over your loss. Father, would you lift from us right now the deep loss, the heartache, this sudden death, this sudden loss, this deep, unquenchable grief. Father, would you just lift it, carry it on your shoulders, upon Jesus' shoulders, to bring us back to hope, future. It's bright, hopeful, to comfort us. Father, would you hold faith for them? I know you aren't worried. You see a bright future. Would you restore hope? Would you give courage to be their safe place, be their refuge, their comfort? Father, in Isaiah 40, you said, like a shepherd, I feed my flock, and in my arms I gather every lamb. It's you and I. And you say, I carry you close to my heart. Why do you do that? Close to your heart. Maybe so we can feel the steadiness, the love of your beating heart. Father is saying to you right now, holding you close, it's okay. It's going to be okay. And I will never, and I mean never, leave you or abandon you. I can't forget about you. I made you. I love you. Some have forgotten you. I have your face ever before me. I love you. So I speak courage and resilience to all the bad news that you have heard and might still hear. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to create a straight highway in your heart to the refuge of God. Father, would you restore harmony, body, mind, soul, heart, spirit, to start working together. Stop running, hiding, fleeing. Just to bring us to harmony, perfect order. Holy Spirit, would you come? Fill the room right now. You are the Father's gift of comfort to us. Come now to reassure us, to calm our hearts, to bring rest. Would you reconnect us to the joy that's in the Father's heart? He sings over us with such joy. Would you reconnect us to that song of the Father over us? Bring joy back to us. Bring our original design back. Father, would you also give them their know back? Midst of terrible things, we feel like we've lost our ability to block things, resist, to stand. In the natural way that you've given us a no, Jesus said, let your yes be yes, your no be no. Would you give us back our no? To say no to the things that are causing us to be afraid. Jesus said, don't worry, fear is useless. We need to be able to say no to that. And Father, in doing that, you have our backs. We're not doing this alone. And Father, how our immune system's been affected. Even not having heard, I love you, causes a breakdown in our system. We feel prone to all sorts of sickness and disease. Would you restore our immune system? Would you say over it, speak over us, I love you, I love you, I love you. Strengthen and empower us to rise up, to live and to choose life. Jesus, I know you were there when this happened. You're there with us right now, but you're there in these tragedies, these events. Because we couldn't feel you and couldn't see you, we just jumped to all these conclusions. We need to see you. And often people are able to see Jesus in these events. So just look for him right now. See this event. Jesus, would you help us to see how you see it? Help us to think differently about it. What do you have to say? You're the truth. I want to believe what you say, what you think. Bring truth to us. How should we look at all of this? What's the truth our heart needs to hear? Just pause a moment or two and just let that come in. Let his truth, that he cares about you, wants you to know how to look at this. Jesus, show them. Just linger here in this. Stay in this as long as you want. And lastly, just decide with me. I know I find myself just constantly running fast pace. Father said, abide. Stop the running. Stay here. You choose with me. I have the same problem. I just slow down enough and to pause, to find places to pause and just abide. To retake in this wonderful love, solace from the Lord, his help, his comfort, his healing. You choose today, Father, to abide with you.